Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of bad habit of lying. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahl al-Bayt. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're going to start our discussion this session again with a very important question. And this question, someone has said, I know well that lying is one of the vices, but I practice it easily in small and great situations. But I don't know how to get rid of it. Please guide me. May Allah reward you with good. It's a very honest question. And an answer, I would like to say that every action may change into a habit, whether it is good or bad. So we have to bear in our mind. And lying has become a habit to this kind of person. Although it will be difficult, but this person has to defeat this habit by being very careful for a period of time until it changes into its opposite, which is truthfulness. But there are some steps that we can carry them and we can practice them in order to get rid of this bad habit. Firstly, repent and ask Allah to forgive you the sin before death surprises you, and then you would go to the painful punishment that Allah has prepared for the liars by reminding the end of the story of our life. In this kind of case, we can help ourselves to refrain from these bad habits. That's why it is mentioning in Quran and Hadith is the ill-ended story life of these kind of people. Secondly, be alone with yourself. Ponder on the reasons that have led you to this vice and try to finish off those causes in order to get rid of the result. Thirdly, compare the advantages of truthfulness and the harms of lying on every side, like family, society, and individually. For example, you can read some books in this concern, and then the motives of straightness will be able to treat your case. They were the three steps, and for the second part, we're going to count the rest. Welcome back there, brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farad, your host, and I'm honored to have you as my listener. Okay, the previous part, we count the first three steps of getting rid of our bad habits. And now we're going to the rest steps that we counted together. Fourthly, we should custom. We would say to such a person who is suffering from the bad habit of lying to accustom yourself to do good deeds such as reading religious books, pondering on the hereafter, helping the needy, being dutiful to parents and teaching others what you have learned of religion, because this kind of behavior makes you powerful of stopping and refraining from bad habits you have. Fifthly, you should always remember that this tradition, we have a very important tradition related to the bad habit of lying, and that is narrated that a believer does not feel the pleasure of faith in his heart until he gives up lying, whether it is done seriously or jokingly. Sixthly, you should think that if your lying is uncovered before others, which it undoubtedly will be, then what will your situation be and how will you meet with that embarrassment? Thinking about this result makes us to understand the severeness of this bad habit, and that therefore makes us to stop from lying, and also it helps us to refrain from this bad habits and to stop our soul and our desires of lying. Seventhly, you should know well that a liar has no dignity near people, also near his relatives. And think about this question, that do you want to be worthless near people? So I hope with these practical points that you are able to rid yourself of a feature that you know well to be one of the worst vices, inshallah. Thank you for listening to us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.